Hey, welcome to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. Today, I've got a little quiz, and it's nothing, obviously, for you to respond back to me on, but it's something for us to think about, and it was posted on social media, but it's interesting because it's the philosophy of Charles Schulz. Now, if any of you know who Charles Schulz is, he was the creator of the Peanuts cartoon comic strip. And he was a very smart man. He was born in St. Paul, grew up there. From what I understand, he skipped classes when he was in high school so that he could draw, and he eventually made a living out of making his cartoon for millions and millions of people to see. But when we look at what is his philosophy, it's interesting to think about how he portrayed the world. And so he asked some basic questions. And so we're going to go through the first six questions real quick and ask you to kind of think about these. Just to think about them in your brain. You don't have to write anything down. It's pretty straightforward. You'll understand where we're going after we get through this entire podcast. But to start, here are the questions that I want you to think about. The first one, name the five wealthiest people in the world. Number two, name the last five Heisman Trophy winners. Number three, name the last five winners of the Miss America pageant. Number four, name 10 people who have won the Nobel or Pulitzer Prize. Number five, name the last half dozen Academy Award winners for Best Actor and Actress. And last, number six, name the last decade's worth of World Series winners. So, how did you do? The point of this is none of us really tend to remember those people who made the headlines in the last 10 years. In fact, some of us may not even be able to remember who those winners were in the last year or in the last 2 years, even though they are the best in their fields. I mean, if you're a Heisman Trophy winner, if you're a Miss America, if you're a Nobel or Pulitzer Prize winner, an Academy Award winner, you are the top of your field. You are the top person who gains the accolades. Yet, over time, some people forget who those people were. Some will remain in your mind, but it becomes difficult to remember all of them. So remember, you know, that applause, it's going to go away. Those achievements are going to be forgotten. And eventually, you know, if you ask somebody to show you their high school diploma, they probably can't find it. They probably can't find an award that they won back in elementary school. And some might not even be able to find anything they won in college. Maybe they can't even find something they won as an award in their business within the last couple of years. Those things get buried and they get forgotten. And hopefully not all of us will be forgotten. Hopefully there's a legacy that we leave behind. But it's important to think about who are those people and what did they do in their achievements. So here's the second part of the quiz. And let's see how you do on this one. So again, this is based on the philosophy of Charles Schulz. And I really don't know who wrote this. But I think this second quiz is a lot more for us to ponder again. So number one, list a few teachers who aided your journey through school. Number two, name three friends who have helped you through a difficult time. Number three, name five people who have taught you something worthwhile. Number four, think of a few people who have made you feel appreciated and special. And number five, think of five people you enjoy spending time with. Now, this one should be a lot easier. you should be able to list those teachers or those friends or those people who taught you something and the people you want to spend time with. The lesson here, according to this, is the people who make a difference in your life are not the ones with the most credentials, the most money, or the most awards. They're the people who are the ones you care most about and who care most for you. That's the lesson for my kids, is to appreciate those people around you who help you out, those people who help you through those difficult times, those people who you want to spend time with because they're really awesome people, or they have good conversations with you, or they help teach you something, or they're the ones who have your back. And in the end, those are the people who you're going to remember throughout your life, and they're the legacy that you're going to also leave behind, because those lessons and those people are such an influence on your life that they're going to leave marks on who you are and on your character. And so as you leave your legacy to whomever can answer these questions and include you in it, that's your legacy. And so it just keeps going down from generation to generation. So do the best you can, always. Listen to those teachers. Use those teachers as role models. Have close friends. And, you know, you don't have to have a ton of friends, but be friendly to everybody and be kind to everybody, as we've talked about before. But know who your friends are that you can really count on. And, you know, there are those people who aren't teachers, who aren't maybe your friends or your family, but there are people who teach you things and help you to move through this life. And so those people make you feel appreciated and special sometimes, and those people who you enjoy spending time with are even more important, because they're your friends, they're your family. Hopefully, they're your family. Anyway, this is the lesson for my kids today. Again, this is based on the philosophy of Charles Schulz, and it's pretty easy quiz to do at any time, and to think about those that are most important to you. With that, I thank you for listening to my kids. I love you. I hope that this was a fairly good exercise for you to understand who's important in your life, and I hope you all come back to listen again. Thanks again. Take care.